Another night. Cold. Already long. I'm in it. It's in me. Walking. Alone. Lonely, I suppose. Not much light except from this disco. Its sign flickers spastically on and off across the street. For no reason, I go in.
Cross Radio.
Radio B92 Beograd.
Dobro veče, veliki pozdrav iz Beograda, dobrodošli ponovo na Cross teritoriju.
Radio Stari Most, Mostar.
Sa vama ovih nekoliko, nadam se, zanimljivih minuta bit će...
Kanal 103 Skopje.
Skopje, Skopje, da, Skopje povtorno se javo.
Radio Lora, Cürih.
Lijep pozdrav svima i dobrodošli u 117. izdanje Cross Radio iz Cüriha.
Studentski IFM Radio Sarajevo.
I evo ga, došli smo lagano do još jednog izdanja sarajevskog Cross Radija.
Marš Maribor.
Zdravo tovarišija.
Radio Blue Sky Priština.
Hello everyone, greetings from Pristina Cross.
In Radio Novi Sad.
Ćao svima, Novosadski Cross Radio.
Radio Kojot Zrenjanin.
Sa frekvencije 107.3 Kojot Radija.
Radio Sombor.
Ono u Somboru postoji već nekoliko godina, a nešto više...
Radio Student Ljubljana.
Lijep pozdrav ekipi i poslušalcem Cross Radio.
Cross Radio.
Glasba, kultura, dogajanje, informacije, intervjuji, reportaže.
Cross Radio.
Cross Radio.
Radio Aktiv.
Ars Electronica, Linz, Austrija. Riječ je poznata i drage svakom medijskom umjetniku, tehnoentuzijastu i članu nove cyber generacije. Ars Electronica Festival privlači desetke tisuća gostiju, a radovi najcjenjenijih umjetnika, znanstvenika, teoretičara, tehnologa, ali i slabo poznatih entuzijasta otkrivaju lice budućnosti. Multimedijalni institut iz Zagreba i netkulturni klub Mama pozvali su goste 15. i 16. ovog mjeseca Ars Electronica Centar iz Linca i Gerfrida Štekera, koje je zagrebačkoj publici predstavio i Golana Levina, umjetnika koji se performansom pokazao željnoj zagrebačkoj publici.
Ars Electronica understands itself as a festival for art, technology and society. So it was always from the very beginning up until now, we are always looking for areas where we see that based on new technologies. We are taking art and the perspective of artists as a kind of strategy to look on these changes and transformation processes. So we understand art very much as a kind of catalyst that helps the society to understand, to cope with these challenges, to understand transformations. For the festival itself, you can say that about 70% of the visitors are not locals, are not from Linz, but they are coming from all over the world to see the festival. I think the important thing is really to go out of the art institution. And even with projects that are not necessarily completely artistic projects.
Poslušamo Vujo album Mobirock, zatem pa del intervjuja, ki ga je s Kristijanom Fenezom za Radio Student posnel naš sodelovec Tadej.
So this is a third time for you in Slovenia. What do you think about our country?
I've never been here for a long time, always for a very short visit, and I like Ljubljana. I like what I've seen so far. Seems to be a very nice city, and once I've been here playing on a festival at the countryside somewhere.
Yes, Sajeta Festival.
Yes, in the nature, and that was just really mind-blowing. Yeah. Nature surrounding, wonderful.
Are you there? Okay. Ethics is hospitality, and hospitality is culture. Ethics is hospitality, and hospitality is culture.
Yeah, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing!
Yeah, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing! Come on!
Whoa, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing!
Yeah, what is it good for?
Hello everyone, greetings from Pristina Cross. In this edition we are presenting to you the Institute for Contemporary Art Exit in Peja, Kosovo. This institute is also the implementer of the project Missing Identity, which last week organized a video exhibition with one of the most successful world video artists, Andrei Sola. Except the interview with Sokol Beciri, who is one of the leaders and founders of Exit, you will listen an interview with Andrei Sola from Tirana.
Well, the short story, rather than the long short story, is like I'm born in Tirana, Albania. Studied their art, studied early painting, studied fresco, and then moved to Paris in 1996, studied video and cinema. And since then, been working like video, film, photography, doing shows, traveling around, making projects. So that's it, in a way.
Okay, so you're living in Paris for a moment?
I've been living there for 8 years. Right now I've moved to Berlin. So I'm living in Berlin, actually.
Since the listeners didn't have the opportunity to experience your work here in Peja, it's a little bit complicated for me to explain them, so I would again...
I would say that it's as much complicated for me as well, because as you say, I'm interested in my work, and especially the ones that I choose for the show here. It's those ones which is difficult to explain, because I think they are about making an experience with the work. Making almost like a physical experience, being there, which is also a way of resisting well-known norms, which is things you cannot explain through language.
www.crossradio.org.
Cross Radio, regionalni, kulturni, audio magazin.
Cross Radio. Pokušali smo da od Trstena Mura saznamo nešto više o stranici koju je sam uz pomoć prijatelja postavio na World Wide Web, a čija je adresa protestrecords.com i sa koje se slobodno mogu downloadovati stvari Sonic Youth, Jim O'Rourke, DJ Spookija i tako dalje i tako dalje.
It's something I wanted to do for a long time, but I was trying to figure out how to start a record label that was music that was just opposition to war decision, and not only so much that, because it was a lot of it was before there was any sort of talk of war or anything from George Bush. I had seen some poets talk about it in New York, Anne Waldman, and I was trying to figure out a way. It's like, well, how, you know, these pieces they were doing were really strong and they were really interesting to me. I wrote to all these people and said, if you send me, if you have any music or poems that you want to set up that are in opposition to the policies of the administration, or not even that, if you just sort of have statements you want to make that are in protest to what is being generally accepted as authority, I'll put it up on my website and people can have it for free, no money, they don't have to pay for it. I won't put any information on about you except for your name and the downloads.
Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan from the rock group Mercury Rev, and you're listening to Cross Radio.
Hola, soy Eduardo de Gotham Project y un gran saludo para Cross Radio.
The good vibration. This one goes straight out to all the family of the reggae power, and especially the man called King Sean, because I know him love that one. All Zagreb, all the people in the place, Belgrade, Sarajevo, Ljubljana. Remember, it's Cross Radio. You are listening.
B92, you're good for two.
For us to know about the situation here in the Balkans, the information we get in Europe is very confused. Because you got the information from TV, but personally I don't trust too much what they're talking.
Africa, clandestine, marijuana, illegal. Thank you, Ljubljana!
Cross Radio.
Fear not, and don't be dismayed.
Belgrade Sound Sistema. U četvrtak 18. oktobra u klubu Underground velika žurka povodom promocije Cross Radija. Nastupaju dva DJ-a iz Ljubljane, DJ Nova i Borka, plus Belgrade Sound System. Prvi put u Undergroundu, jedva čekamo. Mislimo da je tamo fenomenalan zvuk, odličan ambijent i stvarno jedva čekamo da vidimo kako će naša muzika zvučiti u tom prostoru. Tako da vas pozivamo sve da dođete i da se fino zabavite. Ova dva DJ-a iz Ljubljane vrte zaista odličan breakbeat. Mi ćemo vrtiti verovatno još tvrđu varijantu do nekog breakcora i nekog surovijeg drum and bass. Vidimo se tamo.
Ljubljana, Mostar, Sarajevo, Zagreb, Beograd, Zirih, Zrenjanin, Sombor, Novi Sad, Skoplje, Banja Luka, Prijepolje, Graz, Maribor, Priština, Podgorica.
Hajde.
evrobalkanske subintegracije. Slušate Cross Radio.
Добредојдете во Скопскиот прилог 285. Од Скопје овој пат ќе чуеме две ексклузивни интервјуа. Имено пред известно време во Скопје гостуваа две видни независни музички имиња во рамките на проектот Consumer vs. User, подочно во рамките на една од нивниот серијал работелници насловена Record Labeling, гостуваа со сцениците на француската бип-хоп дисковераска куќа Филип Пети и Дейв Хауел, еден од основачите на култната Fat Cat, позната по откривањето на Сигур Рос. На самиот почеток го слушаме прво Филип, а потоа и Дейв, кои зборуваат за тоа како се чувствуваат во Скопје.
Well, so far I'm feeling really well in Macedonia, and I think I'm very lucky to be able to travel to a new country and come here to do a workshop on how to run your label, how to develop your band. And it's very important for me to come in places like Skopje, or you know, in places of the world where people don't really have a knowledge of all that. And I hope that I come and I share my experience and you know, give them a real desire to become active.
It's difficult. I've only been here like a day, so it's kind of, and literally got over here and been, you know, I arrived and at the airport, got in a car, straight to the place yesterday where we were doing the workshop, straight into the workshop. So I didn't have any time to adjust or acclimatise or, you know, have a wander around. And I've only seen a little bit, but it seems like a really lovely place, and the people we've met have been really, really lovely.
All right. This is Pandit G from Asian Dub Foundation alongside the Mighty Invasion. And you're listening to Cross Radio. Right, Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia. And this one is dedicated to each and everyone. We'll be back soon. Thanks, love and respect.
Cross Radio.
Aha! To. Glih prav.
Potovanje za vas.
Glih prav. Če hočeš, lahko daš tudi malo bolj hitrej. Ne misli, da mi bo zato zmanjkalo idej. Lahko grem kakorkoli hitro, hoče kamorkoli, hoče kadarkoli, hočem tudi ob šestih zjutraj. In nima veze, zato ker booster si namazan na kožo. Bin zatem, da vem, da vedno bom zablodil in kamorkoli grem. Levo, desno, kvar in dol, zato da prijemam za mikrofon. Ni dovolj, da grem ne gor in nebo desno. Sam si mene me toko in vzemi me resno. Zato ker sem za mikrofonu, sem zato ker repa hitrej. Ne pomeni, da mi zmanjkajo ideje. Trgaj, matre, slajki, mogoče gre hitrej. Kot razlaj, gor in dol, po moji hrbtenici, hrbtenjači. To je tako, ki se trese kot okrepotači. Rap in zato ta rap je tak, ki gre ne ven, pa zle, pa zgrta. Ampak kakorkoli hočeš, zato ker prva riba se vrne nazaj in vrna. Vse se vrne, se se vrača, zato ker je to tako, kako kako vrača. Vrne nazaj in kaj zdaj, kako dakam, raj podam mikrofon naprej, hej.
Rapi!
Raj! Brate, daj neku hip-hop matricu, ono, jebeš drum and bass i ovo, ono, brate, daj neku repčinu, mislim, nećemo ovo.
Če nimaš kruha, to je jej banane, če ni jabok, si privošti čebulo. Naša vizija pa je sljedeća vizija. Za ozaveščene trigladiste, nekaj. Triglav ni kvadratni krok. Torej, kako zajeziti nasilje, kako uničiti mrhovinarje, politike, bibliofile. Največji bau, je denar, money in auto. Auto smog, fuj, auto smog. Kradio nam ti sik barabe, uvažamo smog. Kako je to, ja? Vsi smo grešniki, čisto preprosto. Torej, dobri in slabi, plus pa minus. Plus pa minus, nekaj je pa vmes, tisti hudič, kaj je tisto vmes? Ljudje se delimo na mini grešnike in maxi grešnike, na drobne grešnike in velike grešnike. Na nas pritiskajo s preveliko dozo nasilja, to je satanovi pajdaši, parkliči, parklini. Bibliopisci in rabini so vse sfižili in se porastili prilastili su vse te ideje. Pa ne sam oni, tudi Mick Jagger, Elton John, David in Milani. Naša vizija je torej zmaga nad zlom. Prijetna zmaga triglavistov, zlom zla. Zlom zla, ne? Mi bomo zlomili zlo in zmagali bomo nad zlom. Naj živi dobro, naj živi Holding Grizzling.
Najlo!
Hey, 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 hey